The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back to The Eric Stewart Show. I'm very happy that I've got Joanna and Brett, who are both with Estate Sales. Is that right?
Yes.
And the name of your company, tell us, what is that?
It's Bethesda Downsizing and Estate Sales.
So you're two sides of the coin. You help people go through the process of downsizing, getting rid of the stuff that they don't need anymore, and then
Absolutely.
Helping them sell it.
Yes.
So
yes.
Whereas most professional move managers would typically have multiple people, you'll handle the whole package together in one fell swoop. Is that right?
Yes.
So what I like about you guys coming in on the show is that we serve a market of mostly 55 to 85-year-olds who actually listen Sundays at 7 o'clock. Thank you all for listening this morning, as always. And Brett, you and Joanna, you have not only figured out how to help people decide, do I need this? Do I use it?
Mm-hmm.
Do I love it?
Mm-hmm.
And help them decide which ones of the things they're going to do, either give to the kids or, you know, sell it or give it away or throw it away.
Right.
But you'll actually help them do it all.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me, how do you decide whether to have an estate sale when someone brings you in?
Well, we always meet with our prospective clients, and we meet them at their home, and we go through each room with them, and we always remind them that we sell everything. We always advise them not to throw anything out until we come in, because we literally sell bottles of Windex, cleaning supplies, towels, linens, books, records, all the way to Steinway pianos or beautiful pieces of art that could be very expensive. So a lot of times, sometimes when we get to the home, people have already done a donation.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are, and so they're left with their furniture.
Right.
So we always try to remind people, even on our website, that don't throw anything out or donate anything, because we can come in. We would sell everything. What doesn't sell gets donated or goes to the landfill. So we literally could come in on, we typically meet with our clients once we're going to do a sale. We meet them on a Monday, and by the following Monday, the house can be empty and ready for settlement or closing or whatever they need done. But it literally takes us a week to do that.
You're saying that you can set up the estate sale within just 4 or 5 days and have it and have a house emptied all within 7 days.
Pretty much. We start on a Monday.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We take 4 days to set up.
Now,
we do have some homes that are so large, we do 2 weeks. But that's 2 weeks set up. But
Okay. Still incredibly reasonable.
It's quick, and we try to make things very easy. So we're setting up on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to open the doors for the sale on Friday, stop the sale on Sunday. I have Habitat coming in on Tuesday, and a clean-out crew coming on Wednesday, and
okay.
then the house will be empty, and they're going to rent their home.
And that's assuming that some of the thought has been done up front relative to what do you want to keep or what do you want to sell.
Okay. So let's pretend then I'm going on a listing appointment. I went on one the other day in Bethesda. The house is going to be sold as is.
Okay.
Children are in San Francisco. Mom's going to move somewhere, another state. And she's going to have essentially a house full of stuff. And some of it's going to be just trash, and some of it's going to be...
treasure.
Treasure, right? So at what point would you want to step in and help?
Right away.
Mm-hmm.
So even before it goes on the market, for you guys to come in, yes? And then you would help her decide what she could actually sell. And if there's an antique there, you can give her a good idea. Yes. And I think maybe, would you even be so honest as to tell her, we're probably not the right ones to sell that?
Yes,
okay.
Actually, we've uncovered some treasures.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with a client who was downsizing and moving to New Orleans and had inherited a number of pieces of art that we had preliminarily gone through.
Yes.
But right before the sale, we uncovered a little Renoir. And
really?
Yes.
A little Renoir.
It was like a pen and ink drawing.
Uh-huh.
And I immediately picked up the phone and called him and said, is this something you want to sell or do you want to save it for your granddaughter?
Mm-hmm.
And he elected to save it.
Mm-hmm.
So we absolutely will bring things to people's attention that they don't know that they have.
Good. Okay, excellent. So let's go down the road of the downsizing that you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So lady's moving across the country, moving to another state. She's downsizing. You've boxed everything up. You've labeled what goes in the kitchen, what goes on the dining room wall, that kind of thing. Do you work with other downsizers in other parts of the country who can help you unpack and assist that person in the process?
we could absolutely coordinate with somebody in some other area of the country to make sure that the goods are shipped professionally and everything arrives intact and somebody else can unpack and get everyone settled.
So really, it's a one-stop shop. You guys can handle, now you're, Joanna, you're involved in the organizational side. So how do you work with people on the organizing?
We come in and kind of go through their things with them ahead of the estate sale and make sure that what they want to keep is set aside. Ideally, the ideal situation is for you to move first.
Okay.
And leave behind the things that you don't want, and then we can come in and sell it.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I preach that, the consultation with me and a seller is, if they're not really able to go through that process, no problem. We'll still sell the property. You can still bring them through organizational as they're getting ready to settle and make the move, that kind of thing. If there are hoarders that have come through the show that have called me and I've sold their properties and we have not been able to even walk people into the house before we've sold it. So it happens that way. And you can help them on the back end of that and assist them in getting themselves organized after we go to contract. But ideally, if they could get their house up for sale after they've moved up and you've sold the contents, organized the things with them, what's going to get shipped to Bobby or Sue or the family members, whatnot, that kind of thing, that would be great. Now, you come in, Brett, you come in with Bethesda Estate Sales, tag everything, advertise it. How has advertising changed for estate sales?
Well, there are many sites, estate sale networking sites, and we do, typically we have hundreds of photos for each sale.
Okay.
So you can go to our website, you will click on the sale, and you can just scroll through hundreds of photos. And we're very thorough in that we take pictures of pretty much anything that would appeal to someone. I mean, from, you know, copperware or art or anything that we feel would interest someone, we take pictures of everything.
So you don't have an open house with everybody walking through.
We do.
You do.
So that's how we advertise. We also do Facebook. Uh-huh. We have a Facebook page. I have an email list. So we do lots of advertising.
Okay. Social media generates a lot of interest.
But in order to get people there,
they need
we have photos. Yeah. And people get really fixated on some of the items. It could be as big, you know, as a penny. It can be something that's really small. And they'll see it online. And they will stand in line to come buy it.
And they often show up with the photo of what they're looking for on their iPhone, and they say, where is it?
So it's a really fun process.
And then we have to remember where it is.
Right.
Which is easier on Friday than on Sunday.
And we're taking photos every time we uncover something, we take photos. And
hey, real quick question on the analytics. Okay, suppose you do launch a picture of a penny. Mm-hmm. Are you able to tell how many people went to the penny? So it helps you know how to price it, or have you already priced it when you put it on the ad?
We price it by the time the doors open for the sale. But we do have analytics. We know how many people have clicked on the sale itself.
Okay.
So typically, you know, we get 10,000 hits just on one site for a sale. But
tremendous.
Facebook, we can get quite a lot of hits as well. Wow. So
congratulations. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
So to get in touch with you guys at Bethesda Estate Sales, what's the best way?
You can go to our website. It's www.BethesdaDownsizing.com. There's a contact page. We also have an email, which is BethesdaDownsizing@gmail.com. And all of our information is on our website.
Great. And Joanna, you can be found that way too?
Absolutely.
All right, wonderful. Hey, Barbara Voorhees, you're also here from Bethesda Estate Sales. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Barbara, you're in charge of sales, and you recently had a sale. And tell us a little bit about the war story from the sale that you had. What happened?
Well, we opened the doors at 10, and a number of people came in.
How many?
We have a sign-up sheet because we want to protect the house at the same time. We don't want to let 50 people in and have people banging and nicking a wall. We have to protect the house as well as sell the items at the same time.
So you like control.
Well, we like to be very friendly and make it a positive experience.
You sound like the perfect person to run the sale because the ladies we just spoke with are great about getting the word out. But if you're the owner of a house and you have all your stuff in that house, you don't want people running through the house, right? No. You don't want people escaping out the back door. You want to register people, qualify people,
right?
You know, so people aren't walking off with stuff.
Right. And so, when a saucepan appears in a bedroom, our staff is there to take that saucepan back to the kitchen.
Gosh.
Okay. We organize as the sale is going, but number one priority,
good,
get the stuff out the door.
Right.
As high, you know, as high a price
as possible
that the client
What do you
wishes.
Take as a commission for selling?
Well, it's pretty negotiable. It depends on how large the house is,
okay.
How many staff, how many days.
So 5%, 10%, just
it's
kidding.
It's more than
okay. I know, it's typically it's like 35%, right,
right,
for most sales.
Right,
but
right.
You run all the advertising, you man it, you collect it. Mm-hmm. Is tax collected on estate sales?
Yes.
Oh,
we are a business and we okay. collect tax, yes.
Okay, very good.
And people can pay by credit card, check, or cash, so we expedite the lines.
I like the fact that you've got all of these areas covered, Barbara. You and Joanna and Brett have got everything covered with Bethesda Estate Sales. So if you're looking at downsizing and you want to get an estate sale, talk to these ladies. BethesdaDownsizing.com is their website, BethesdaDownsizing.com. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.